Here he is, tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners out there.
Let's get to it with the big stuff straight away. Medibank, the data theft, what do customers need to do next?
And we know it's probably come from Russia now, and the Australian Federal Police and the Australian government reckon they're going to go to Russia and try and capture them. Can I wish them all the luck of the world?
Yeah, good luck with that.
I reckon Putin's got a bit on his plate at the moment. I'll just put that out there. So customers have been urged to remain vigilant because their data might be published online and hackers may contact them directly. First thing you should do is replace your Medicare card, which will be done through MyGov. Secure your devices and monitor your devices and accounts for unusual activity. So have a look at your bank accounts. Make sure everything's up to date on your phone. Be alert for phishing scams via phone, post or email. Because if somebody rings you and says, we're from Medibank, notice you've got, you know, your data's out there, Darren, we're going to try and help you now, you might want to go along and go, that's okay, I'm going to call Medibank directly on a number that I'll source, not through the number that's been given to you. Avoid opening up texts from unknown or suspicious numbers and make sure you turn on multi-factor authentication on all your online accounts. And, you know, just keep an eye on your bank account. That's really, really important on there. All the information about what you need to do, including how to set up multi-factor authentication, is up on my website right now. There's two articles up there, one about Medibank and one about multi-factor authentication for the listeners to go and have a look at.
Righto. So if you have the smallest inclination that you might be being scammed, just check with your bank and have a look at your account.
Yeah, I had somebody on the weekend contact me and they got conned out of $800.
Crikey. You know, imagine if they do that to, say, a million people at $800 a pop. Wow.
That's right. Yeah. It's good money.
Right, so more details on your website. Okay.
A lot more details up on the website.
Yeah, let's talk about NBN plans.
Telstra, Optus and TPG were recently fined $33.5 million for making false or misleading representations to consumers regarding NBN internet speeds. So I always get people to go along is check, are you getting what you pay for, Darren? That's it. So, you know, if you sign up for a plan that's supposed to be 50 megabits and you're only getting 10, or as I had somebody the other day had a 25 plan and they were getting 3, and the telco, which is not one of the ones that got fined, told them, that's as good as you're ever going to get.
Wow.
You still need to pay us. Until I told them about going to the telecommunications ombudsman, and then things started to roll then for them. Go along, go to fast.com, which is run by Netflix, and it will give you an upload and a download speed. The reason I get you to go there is it's because it's from Netflix, it's not from a telco. Because some of the telcos out there will tell you, go to this page on our site and it will give you an internet speed. Now, I'm not saying they're doing jiggery-pokery about it, but you need that independent view about the speed that you're getting. But if you're signed up for a 50 plan and you're getting 44, 45, that's all right. That's fine. But if you're getting 5 and 6, that's not good. That's when you need to go back to the telco.
Yeah. Well, it all goes back to fibre to the node, doesn't it? Not to the house.
Yeah.
Goes way back to that. Yeah.
It does. Yep.
All right. So that website is
fast.com.
Okay, that's
fast.com.
How much do they pay to register that website? Fast.com.
Yeah, Netflix would have done that.
That's good work.
Yeah.
All right, so let's finish off with something a bit more lighthearted.
Darren, this is very serious.
Okay.
Not lighthearted. Good heavens.
It's actually McHappy Day Saturday, so this is a nice tie-in. McDonald's have created a, is this right? A grease-proof gaming chair.
They have. So it's just been introduced overseas. So, you know, for people that play a lot of games, and I'm not having a shot at anybody, and seriously, I love McDonald's. Nothing but I love Big Macs, and I think they do a great, great job out there. But there are some people that take it to the ultimate when they do gaming. But how many fries, how many chips, how much salted food has fallen in the dark depths of the bedroom or living room when they're gaming on there?
Oh.
McDonald's have come up with the new McCrispy Ultimate Gaming Chair. This this ergonomic plush-looking chair comes equipped with dual side trays, one perfectly form-fitted to hold a box of large golden McDonald's fries, and the other serving as a burger heat zone to keep your burgers warm. And one hopes, Darren, salmonella-free during the duration of the gaping session. Now, the fry holder of the chair has twin slots carved out to hold dipping sauces. There are drink and napkin holders are included as well. But, Darren, there is more. It comes with stain-proof leather treatment and a subtly branded towel. So, you know what? If you're sweating through your game, you can wipe your brow, right? Or, you know what? You might have spilled sauce in your fingers. You can wipe your fingers as well.
All right. Keep going.
We've got one more feature, Darren.
Yeah.
A small black pillow attached to the headrest. So, you know, you've eaten your burger, you've gamed. Why not just fall asleep in the chair? That's the McCrispy Ultimate Gaming Chair.
Wow. Okay. Available now. Do you know how much it costs?
No, I don't at the moment. So they've just introduced it.
Do you get fries with that? Well, I'm sure there'll be some gaming nerd listening to this right now. In between games with his, you know, in a blackened room. Sitting there just waiting to go online for his next game with gamers from another planet and listening to this going, like, you know, Homer Simpson. Wow. Hey, we've got the cricket on here at La Trobe at the moment, WBBL, Hurricanes and Melbourne Stars. It's on the Fox. You should tune in this afternoon. Watch a bit.
Tune in on KO while I'm out and about and do that. And, you know, isn't it sad about Glenn Maxwell?
Broken his leg, is that right?
Yes. Yep. At a birthday party for a teacher. Yeah. And they've got some thing set up in the backyard, at a running race, and the bloke fell under Glenn Maxwell and broke his leg.
Okay. So Maxwell will be done for, well, a broken leg's, well, it's at least 6 weeks minimum.
They reckon this is going to be 3 months for him.
Wow.
So, yeah, now that bloke, who broke his leg, really should go to jail. I'm just putting that out.
Hey, your man Travis Head from over there in South Australia is going to open the batting with David Warner tomorrow.
Good idea. Oh, it's a great idea. I really do.
Yeah. All right. We'll look forward to that. Okay, so again on that Medibank information for customers. So there's a heap of information on your website, which is talktech.com.au, right?
Yep, and about multi-factor authentication as well. So make sure you read both people and make sure you secure all your devices.
Beautiful work. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.